Tell me about the town of Slaughter Beach and why you wanted to certify this town as a wildlife habitat.
Well, the town is unique in that we were a horseshoe crab sanctuary, and so this program just kind of fit in with everything that we're already doing. You have a lot of people down here that are interested in the habitat, the horseshoe crabs, the shorebirds, the diamondback terrapins, and so this was just kind of a natural extension of what we already do down here. It's a great place as far as, well, for recreation, but it's also even better than for educational aspects. You have Delaware Nature Society, who brings in school kids, close to 1,000 kids, to teach them about the beach and about the habitat down here. You have DuPont Nature Center does the same thing, and other school districts. So that's one of the things that we're pretty unique.
This National Wildlife Federation certification usually takes much longer, yet you were able to get this done pretty quickly. So, and that seems to be a product of everybody being very cooperative. So tell me about that and why that is.
Well, I think people get it down here. That's one of the things. I had my yard certified and told a couple of friends of mine, and they said, wow, we want to do the same thing. And then took it to town council, and they said, that's a great idea. We have 5 members on the council, all 5 are certified, and they're like, yeah, let us know what we need to do to how to help and promote this and everything else. So when you have that, you have good people that are volunteers, you have people that are already doing this stuff anyway. So it actually worked well into with what we were already doing, which made it easy for us to become certified. And the 2 other things that we have to have 2 large areas that are open space, and I contacted Prime Hook Wildlife Refuge. They own a large chunk of land within town limits, and they were fully supportive. And then State of Delaware Division of Fish and Wildlife, their Marble Neck Cedar Creek unit is also within town limits, and I got up with Dave Savakis, and he said, sure, this sounds great. We're supportive of it too. So that gave us our 2 big areas. And with Delaware Nature Society bringing in 1,000 school kids, that gave us our educational aspect to the program.
Tell me about your appreciation for nature. Where does it come from?
A lot of the appreciation for nature came from being down here as a kid, learning. We got to know and respect the horseshoe crabs from the start. And, you know, they were kind of a pain because we couldn't get in as kids swimming when they were spawning. But as you grew older, you learned about them and you understood the importance of them. So it started with that. And just growing up here, I don't know how many times on family trips with my older brother, we'd have to stop the car because there's a turtle in the road. One of the interesting things with the horseshoe crabs is a lot of people probably don't know is that they have a blue blood, which is copper-based, and it is actually used to check for impurities in drugs. So that's one of the most important things with the horseshoe crab and keeping them alive is for that. You know, I get a good feeling knowing that there's a possibility that one of the crabs that I flipped down here might have saved somebody's life. And one of the good things that we did after we became a horseshoe crab sanctuary, a lot of it was educational purposes. And when I used to walk the beach, I would see a horseshoe crab flipped over and a footprint next to it, and they kept walking. After it became the horseshoe crab sanctuary, now when I walk, also I see a footprint and the trail of a horseshoe crab that they've already flipped and gone back into the water.